is Saturday, May 18th, and you know what that means. It is time for the High Risk Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, not being bogged down by super someone, but it is me, Jeremy Pierce. Don't forget to check out the socials, Charismatic Creations on Facebook and YouTube, Charismatic_Creations 52 on Instagram, and of course the 215 on Twitter. I am a little bit under the weather today, and that sucks, but we're going to get the show on the road for you. Today's show is a simple one. We're going to do a little check-in on the newest TNA signings, the more recent one. So someone like Allen Angels won't be talked about. He's been there for a minute now, and even Khan. But we've got a few people we can definitely talk about. But for now, you know what's next, so just go on and hit my music. The one thing, or one of the many things we love about professional wrestling, are dream matches. And you know, there will be a lot that we will never see. Obviously, probably the biggest dream match we'll never get is The Undertaker versus Sting. I believe it's a man for that one. But with TNA's new signings, there are a couple people who I would like to see them face. So these are the top five dream matches of the new TNA signings. And we start with Ash by Elegance. Why is she here? Because of her character and the type of persona that she has, I would love to see her go against Jessica Havoc, someone who is the complete opposite of her, or even Rosemary, just Decay in general, just to see how she would combat those two individuals. And Jessica Havoc being the powerhouse of the team would be a good juxtaposition to see what we'd get. Number four, Zaya Brookside versus Steph Delander. The only reason I have this here is I just really believe Zaya Brookside can, like Sky Blue, get extreme, get bloody and physical if need be. Steph Delander has done it. She has proved it. She's the queen of the indies right now. I think this would be a really, really good match to see. Number three, Nick Nemeth versus Josh Alexander. It's very, very simple why you want to see this match. These are two of the best wrestlers on the planet, and it doesn't even need to be a story. It's just healthy competition. These two are so good at what they do, it would be nothing short of an amazing match, much like the Speedball Will Ospreay match. This is right up there with that. Number two, Broken Matt Hardy versus PCO. I just want this for all of the weirdness, period. PCO is Frankenstein's monster. He doesn't die. He won't die. He can't die. And I guess you can say the same about Broken Matt Hardy. Once you bring in the Broken Universe with a monster like PCO, shenanigans are bound to happen. And number one, Alexander Hammerstone versus Trey Miguel. Much like the Nick Nemeth versus Josh Alexander match, this is just two of the best today going at it. Trey Miguel is so, so good. And now Alexander Hammerstone is on a bigger platform, and he's already had his trilogy of matches with Josh Alexander, so it's time to move on to something else. Him versus Trey Miguel could easily be a match of the year contender. We'll be right back. The spotlight is on, and it is shining on Steph Delander, the so-called self-proclaimed Queen of the Indies, is having another run in TNA, and hopefully this one lasts a little bit longer than the one before. But she is different, right? The former Persia Parada, the social media darling, the Python powerhouse. She, after leaving, or better yet, being let go from the WWE, really grew a lot, teaming up with Matt Cardona has exponentially helped her career, much to the point where she is an attraction. And I think her being in TNA is really, really good, right? I would like to see her become the champion. Yes, I know that Jordynne Grace is always the safe bet, but Steph, I think, has earned the right to become champion. I think she has earned the right to show what she can actually do. Can you count on her? Can you rely on her? I say yes. Being part of Deathmatch Royalty works. And the one thing that TNA does better than anybody else is they let their woman work. And she is here right now in TNA. So use her. I'm looking forward to it. What will she do while she is under the spotlight? We'll be right back. All right, so TNA is back. They let it be known that they're back, and I am happy. We're not all in. No AEW. No six-sided ring, but bringing back the TNA name and the naming your show Impact Wrestling just works. This has brought a lot of eyes back to the product, as we've, I think, officially washed the Dixie Carter, Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff, Vince Russo stink off of TNA. Those were some very, very dark days, some very, very dark times. But we are back. And being back doesn't mean we don't have loss, because the parent company of TNA, Anthem, just decided to fire Scott D'Amore, the man that put TNA on his back and changed it for the better. And what it really sounds like is, thank you for doing this. We got this now. That's not how this works. And right now, TNA hasn't struggled since the firing of D'Amore. I'm not going to say I think it won't last forever, but I think it will get at least a little worse with Scott D'Amore being gone. And that's not okay. He was a big, big part of the rebranding and the goodwill that has been received. So we just hope for the best and hope that TNA can get back to some semblance of glory. And one of the things that they did in bringing back their past glory was signing a lot of new people. And this was good. Every company used to sign people, and they have a really good roster. If I had my druthers, I would have maybe the NWA join TNA. I would probably have MLW possibly join TNA as well, because in my opinion, those promotions are struggling just a little bit, and they can grow while TNA grows. More so NWA. MLW's not doing bad, but they could use a helping hand as well. So let's talk about these new TNA signings, the newest ones they've had, where they are, what have they been getting into since, you know what I mean, joining the company. And we start off first with one AJ Francis. The former top dollar has made his way over to TNA and has aligned himself with one Rich Swann, a part of First Class. class, and he's clearly doing much better now in TNA than he did before in the WWE. Going out on the indie scenes, wrestling for GCW, wrestling for MLW has worked for him. And I think he gets it. Sometimes I feel like he's just a little bit full of himself. But overall, I think he's finally, truly, truly found his footing. And that is a major benefit of being in TNA. They allow you to find yourself. And being with First Class over in TNA, he's also part of the World Titan Federation with Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Filthy Tom Lawler, but we're talking about TNA here. He's currently embroidered in a feud with Joe Hendry, which has helped because both of these guys are musical talented wrestlers, and it's worked. He defeated Hendry with the help of Rich Swann, who turned heel, and being aligned with Rich Swann, a former TNA world champion, will do big things for you. Rich Swann's another guy who, you know, got time to shine in the Dirty B, but really has shined more in TNA. AJ Francis has changed the narrative on him, and that's good. That's very, very good. He's doing well, and I would really like to see, you know, a tag team title reign for him in TNA. And they'll get there. He's going to win some championships, but for now, he's got to, you know, just keep getting better, keep working with these stories, and he'll get there. Do we really need to talk about Alexander Hammerstone? Really? Like, let's put it into perspective. He was one of the most sought after free agents in all of professional wrestling. And I really do believe he could have gone anywhere. But he signed with TNA, and I attribute a lot of that to Josh Alexander. Alexander Hammerstone was pretty much the face of MLW for the longest of times. And, you know, it was just time to move on. So where do you go? You go to TNA, because why not? The man is brawny. The man is a powerhouse. And you can see how he has evolved over the years, how he's grown, how he's gotten better. And when they announced that not only will he be coming to TNA, but we get a dream match between him and Josh Alexander, well, what more can you ask for? He comes to TNA, loses to Josh Alexander at Hard to Kill. And this was the start of just a friendly rivalry, but someone's got to turn. It's not going to be Josh Alexander, you know what I mean? So Alexander Hammerstone signs with the promotion, and they face each other at Sacrifice. They face each other, and beautiful magic. He wins because he turns heel, and that's what you got to do. And they finally finish it off with a thrilling finale of their trilogy of matches in a last man standing match at Rebellion, which Josh Alexander won. So now it's like, what's next for Alexander Hammerstone? He's one of those guys that you say, yeah, he's got to be champion at some point. But here's the thing. Moose is the current champion, and I don't think the system are losing those belts anytime soon. So we have to get the digital media championship. I still hate that name, onto him. Some way, somehow, we either got to get the Call Your Shot Battle Royal or King of the Mountain match, but he's got to get some gold, because you can't waste this momentum that you have by signing one of the top free agents. Listen, WWE took Joya, AEW took Camille, y'all took Alexander Hammerstone. Don't let it go to waste. How about James Drake, Zach Gibson, the grizzled young veterans? Now, these guys are what tag team wrestling is all about. So, their time in NXT started out on a very, very high note. Being in NXT UK, and then moving to the Black and Gold, right? But then came their forced integration into Schism, into Joe Gacy's weird faction, and it just didn't work. Now, that can definitely be attributed to the powers that be not named Triple H or Shawn Michaels, because I thoroughly believe that if GYV weren't released or didn't, you know, re-sign a new contract, I truly believe that they would be a top tag team right now in the WWE. But they go to a place where tag team wrestling is honored, welcomed, love. They go to TNA. They make their debut at Hard to Kill in a challenge. The Rascals and Speedball Mountain and the champions ABC for the titles. And you're thinking, well, why are they just thrown in there? It can work because they're the grizzled young veterans. They failed. They then were in a best of three series, which ABC won. But that's okay. The future is bright for the grizzled young veterans. James Drake and Zach Gibson are just good at what they do. Period. They are going to shine for sure in TNA. They will win tag team gold in TNA. Not only that, because they're in TNA, they can work with other promotions like they just did working in AEW, taking on the Acclaimed. It just works. Just good stuff right there. They're not really doing anything right now in TNA, but that's going to change because they're the grizzled young veterans. Something's going to happen. They're going to grow. They're going to get some gold. How about a champion that was brought back? Jonathan Gresham. He spent a little bit of time in TNA, and now he's back. And yes, I know he's been under contract since December, essentially January 2023, but he hasn't really been doing anything in that year. But this new look, this persona of the Octopus wearing that mask, it's going to be good for him. He is one of the best wrestlers on the planet. Do not let his size fool you. Yes, he disappeared for a little bit. Yes, he was hurt. But now, in that mask, changing the way he fights while still looking like a stone cold killer, Yeah. This guy has it. I for sure want to see a couple of the matches with him. Oh my God, if I can get Jonathan Gresham versus Josh Alexander, and I know I didn't have this on my dream match list because it just now came to me. If I can get this match to happen, please, for the love of God, give it to me. And then we have one Mike Santana, who is another guy who spent time previously in TNA. And now he's back, this time as a single star, because this is what he wanted. So now you have to go out on your own. And can you swim with the sharks, Mike? I think everybody should always better themselves, because if you believe it, you can achieve it. Not really. But he returned to TNA, defeating Steve Macklin at Rebellion, and that is a place where he can shine. Now, personally, I know he wants to be a single star. Tony Khan should have given that opportunity in Ring of Honor. Okay, you can't get him on TV in AEW. You can definitely get him on TV in Ring of Honor. Period. Whether that's the pure champion, the TV champion, or hell, even the world champion. You don't let assets like that go. But here he is in AEW. He's already got a big win. A win against a former world champion. So there is something in store for him. And it's not over between him and Mike Santana. I mean, him and Steve Macklin. Hell, Steve Macklin has got some beef with a lot of people. So we'll see what goes on with Mike Santana. But I think he'll do extremely, extremely well. How about our current X Division champion, Mustafa Ali? This is a guy who always bets on himself, and it usually pays off. Here he is in TNA as your X Division champion, and he's got this amazing gimmick where he's a politician, and it works. Like, he runs against opponent, they gotta, you know, campaign for matches. It is just good. He's got the good hands working with him, and him being he's the former heart of 205 Live going against Cedric Alexander, who was the soul of 205 Live, and they made magic. And now here he is making more magic and just knocking it out of the park. His pre-tape vignettes, great. He believes so strongly in himself that you have to either love him or hate him. And winning a championship in your debut match is not an easy feat, and he pulled that off. And then he can go work in Japan. And I am salivating at the matches he can do in Japan. He's just really, really good, guys. And I think you need to understand that. Nick Nemeth, the former Dolph Ziggler, the most wanted man. I'm gonna put Nick in here along with his brother Ryan, because he also just signed with TNA. Do we really need to expel the virtues of Nick Nemeth? Of who he is, what he brings to the ring, just how good he is? Like, we always wonder what could have been in the WWE, But here he is, shining, along with his brother who just joined the company, shining. This is going to be great. He's already wrestled in New Japan. He already has New Japan matches under his belt. And now here he is in TNA, just coming for everybody. He's coming for Moose. He's coming for Macklin. He's shown what happens when you put your faith behind a known commodity. This is going to be great. He's already won a championship. He won the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship. Like, let that sink in. And had a banger of a match with Dave Finley. This is what we do when we notice a guy who should be bigger. And here he is, shining. I can't wait to see what else he's got going on, because it's just getting started for him. Trent Seven, Speedball Mountain. Trent Seven is now on a tag team with Mike Bailey. They're Speedball Mountain, and they are just killing it. Tag team wrestling. That is what it's all about. I'm ready to see a man who's wrestled for so many promotions. This is who Trent Seven has wrestled for: CZW, Chikara, ASCA, ICW, Rev Pro, 30B NXT, Progress, AEW, the independent promotions, Rev Pro, and now he's in TNA. So the man clearly has a following. The man clearly is respected in this business and in this industry. And now here he is in a place that will just let him go. And who better to partner with than Speedball Mike freaking Bailey? It's so good. So good. It's just nice to see a wrestler get to enjoy themselves. The same can be said for one, Ash by Elegance, the former Dana Brooke. A woman who everybody really, really liked, but never got a true shot. So now here she is in TNA with this, I don't even know what kind of gimmick this is. It's like a glamorous gimmick, and she's sponsored by someone named Elegance. But here's the thing, like, soon she'll be Ash by Exotic or whatever, but she is finally been given a shot. She's finally been given an opportunity to show her joy, her love for professional wrestling. And what better company to do it than TNA. Now, I do think TNA needs at least 4 to 6 more women on their roster. I really believe that they're getting a little slim, and that's 'cause it's really more so about the Knockouts Tag Team Championships. Now, our current champion is World Women's Champion is Jordynne Grace. So Dana will get that belt. She'll get that belt. She defeated Savannah Thorne in her debut match, and right now she's in a nice little feud with Zaya Brookside. And it's going to get better. She's going to get better, but she has her chance right now to show that it wasn't a mistake to sign her. Speaking of Ziya Brookside, another wrestler in the WWE, who's now in another company that's not crowded, where she can get a chance. Ziya has wrestled for WWE. She's wrestled for Stardom. And now here she is in TNA. And that's good for her. She's like a step below, in my opinion, Roxanne Perez and Tiffany Stratton when it comes to wrestling prodigies. Because she comes from a wrestling family, and it shows. But now, being in Stardom, she was a member of Club Venus alongside Mina Shirakawa and Mariah May. I mean, it's the top faction in all of Stardom. So she was learning from two very good wrestlers. She debuts in TNA, gets a wins. She got a win against a former champion in Tasha Steelz. So that shows that they have faith in her. And at some point, because TNA works with everybody, I would love to see Ziya make a debut in AEW. And, you know, possibly involve herself with her former tag team partners, Mina Shirakawa, who's now showing up in AEW, and Mariah May. Because what happens when Mariah May comes for Tony, and now she's got the support of Mina, she's got the support of Ziya? That's all I'm saying. And lastly, she was under the spotlight, so we're going to take a quick look at Steph DeLander. All I want to say is, I want her to be champion. I want her to change the game. She bet on herself, and it is paying off. That's what I love. What's going to happen with this feud with Jordynne Grace and teaming with Khan to go against PCO and Jordynne Grace? I don't know. I would like to see her and Khan come out on the winning side, because Jordynne Grace doesn't really need a lot of wins. She's pretty much untouchable at this point. And the same can be said for PCO. So Steph DeLander is going to have a bright future in this business. That I do not doubt. I don't. And once Matt Cardona is healed, watch out, because they are going to be back putting in some really, really good work. So what is the future hold for TNA? I think the men's side is fine. They could probably use a few more teams. You know what I mean? We have ABC, Deathmatch Royalty, Decay, FBI, First Class, Good Hands, Grizzly Young Veterans, the Intergalactic Jet Setters, Masha Slamovich and Alicia Edwards, but remember, Masha is also part of Killer Kelly, Raj Singh and Shira, The Rascals, Speedball Mountain, Spitfire, and The System. They could use a few more teams, and they could also benefit from working with more promotions. They definitely need to sign some more women. I believe that with all of my bones, that they should sign more women. They've got to do something, because the roster is great. It just needs to be greater and just grow. Don't let the firing of Scott D'Amore derail what he started and what he built, because you have a prime opportunity right now to bring us back. And we're coming. We just don't want to see you all fumble the bag. I'm going to do my best to get to the next TNA show, which is in Philly, which is June 28th, I think. Got two tapings. I'm going to try to go to both of those tapings. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I greatly, 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 greatly appreciate it. What we got coming on the schedule? Let's go through the rest of the schedule for the rest of the month. We've got today's show, TNA's newest signings. We got a list next week. The AEW matches that have to happen this year. We got a Let's Talk About It, King of the Ring, kind of like the King of the Ring preview show, King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring preview show. We got the Double or Nothing preview for next Saturday, what just happened. We got another list there to be matches that have to happen this year. And of course, Flashback Friday, back at the WWE magazines. Don't forget to check out the socials, Charismatic Creations on Facebook and YouTube, Charismatic underscore Creations 52 on Instagram. And of course, the 215 on Twitter. And as always, Bailey, Chris Statlander, Anna J, Willow Nightingale, Gigi Dolan, and Nyla Dawn. Holla at your boy. Peace.